Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Alhassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey, Big Jerv, Jay Skills, and we got a guest, special guest host today, Glasses Malone. Shout out the OG. He decided to stop by, fill in for Juju Gotti, who's in Germany, like, dapping up Commissioner Goodell. Y'all seen this video of Juju, by the way? Roger Goodell walked right up to him and dapped him up like, hey, I'm like, what the fuck?
Nah, I see that.
No, like straight up, like I told you, like Juju's got this shit where motherfuckers see him and they think, I must know who he is. There's right. No way he's just a random dude. So like Juju's standing on the field and here come Roger Goodell, and he walked to Juju. Juju never moved. He walked over to Juju, dap him up, and then walk off. And Juju said, yeah, we went to school together. Just fucking full of shit, man. But yo, shout out to Juju doing big things in Germany. We got a great show for you guys today. We'll talk about Keith Lee. I've learned who Keith Lee is and why the city of Atlanta is trembling in fear, at least the restaurants are. We'll talk about Kai Cenat going to jail for 7 days. I use jail very loosely. We're going to talk about, is there such a thing as an artist, any artist, with four classic albums, right? But first, I'm going to tell y'all to hit up patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're locked in. Make sure you're getting all the extra content, the excess content. You're getting this podcast all at once as opposed to little by little every day. You're getting the watch-alongs. We're doing the watch-alongs for the games, NBA games. We're doing watch-alongs for the movies. You're getting the OG podcast. You're getting Discord. You're getting so much more. We're continuously adding more and more extra stuff. So patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're locked into that. But first, let's start right here.
All right, G, I'm glad that you're a guest on here. Streamer Kai Cenat comes home from a 7-day jail stream, right? And I got an explanation for it, but on the outside looking in, I would love to hear how y'all felt about seeing it on the timeline.
Honestly, I'm a Crip and a rapper. I am not like a social media pundit. So I seen the dude, but I really ain't into it. He's like a little kid.
Right.
So I really did. They said he was in Twitter jail or something. I was like, whatever, dog. Like,
so, Jerv, what did you think when you first seen the video without no context? Did you find it corny? Did you think it was like bullshit, funny?
I had an issue with it on the low. Yeah, it's just like, I think them niggas is fun. I think Drewski's funny. Like, I do. So, Drewski's, the aspects with Drewski was doing his shit and being funny, shit was funny to me. But like, I low key don't fool with like how I think there's a bigger narrative. They try to make jail look like it's so fucking cool, nigga. Like, I don't understand how there's so much footage of just inside jail. Like, I get niggas doing it. Like, I get that, but like, I just think it's crazy. Like, we can find all this other shit, but they, and I'm not trying to tell, I don't want them to hate on niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? But like,
I'm gonna explain the reason too after.
It's a big narrative that I don't know. So I had an issue with it on that type narrative where it's just like they try to make this shit look cool. And it's like,
Jason, did you catch it?
Yeah, I saw it.
And then they didn't pull up their pants.
I felt like Jerv a little bit, but I just feel like I felt it in my soul when I saw it. I just felt it wrong. So I didn't even need no explanation or no like I didn't need to go on the internet about it. There's certain shit on the internet I see that I'm like, man, that shit just corny and tricky and like some shit I would never be a part of. But like, niggas gonna do what they do. So like, you know, I never thought I'm just gonna spend some time thinking about why it's whack. I just knew it was whack when I saw it.
I mean, what'd you think when you seen it?
It's not for like that kid, his shit is just not for me. Like, I get it, yo, respect, he got audience. But like, I'm not the audience, clearly, because I'd be watching these videos, like some of the ones that like he'd be like when what was it Quavo came over and kicked with him at the crib or whatever. I'm like, and I watched like five seconds of it. I'm like, I don't get it. This is the part of kids nowadays where, and my kids do this shit too. They like watching people watch it or do shit. Like I watch TV shows, I watch movies, I watch sports. These motherfuckers like watching TV.
Like, it blew my mind when Academics blew up because he does the same thing. When niggas was like,
it blew my mind when I realized he's not a DJ and his actual name is DJ. Like, that shit blew my mind. I thought it was DJ.
First of all, I just learned that right now. That's incredible. Second of all, I saw Tony Baker. Tony Baker, the comedian, shout out Tony Baker, was like, he posted some shit. He's like, I don't really fuck with Academics or whatever. I don't like the way he moves. He's like, I don't know him, but like the way he moves is kind of suspect, whatever. But I posted some shit underneath and some motherfucker said, some motherfucker responded to him, said, I used to be a fan, but now I lost all respect for you. He's like, hold on. You're a fan of mine and you lost all respect for me because I said I don't like Academics? Like, think about that shit. He's like, you're a fan of mine. That means you done seen the come up. You done seen like me doing the commercials now for Spectrum in LA. You done seen, you know, my son died. You've been with me on that journey. But like the point you gonna draw the line is that no, I can't fuck with this nigga no more. It's because he said I don't like Academics. Who the fuck is caping for Academics like that? But then I realized, man, again, it's not for me. It's some people that
Like, to me, he looks like an immense cornball. An immense cornball at every stage.
What's crazy is I'm early on act. Like, I'm early, like 3,000 academics. Like, I academics got on by pretty much breaking down everything going on in Chicago. Like, that's how he literally wrote. He was like a almost like a news pundit translating what was going on in Chicago to everybody else. That he's really how I knew. But again, it's also this is the conversation I was having, Trey, when we was talking about Drake and different people. You have people that attach themselves to the culture, right? And we all come from the culture, right? To some degree, where we understand what's lame, what's pushing it, what's blah, blah, blah. But sometimes we watch people attach themselves to the culture and then we hold them to cultural standards. And that's where I think we be going wrong. That's why people are is mad at academics. Like, I always looked at him like some kid from outside talking about what's happening in Chicago. Somebody else I'm thinking about too. Even like, you like Drewski and all them, you can tell them little dudes never got in no trouble. So they're like, but because they're getting on talking about the culture, we try to hold them to cultural standards and they don't know what the hell don't know what we talking about. He, in his mind, like I asked him, I'm like, why won't you just fight the dude?
Oh, Saucy Santana?
Man, why won't he just fight the nigga? Like, what's the big deal?
Bro, like, why are you, what's all this?
Hey, can't you go to jail, though?
No.
What? You can't go to jail for fighting Saucy Santana?
For fighting?
No.
For fighting, bro?
I mean, because my man,
you sound
I will
crazy,
whoop
Trey.
A gay man's ass. I will whoop a trans man's ass. I will whoop ass.
Because a nigga, you think it could, because a nigga gay, he got a special protection under the law.
I don't know how that shit work.
You get these
bro,
hands.
What
that's
are you
how
talking about? That the U.S. government didn't even respect gay people until nigga 6 years ago.
I don't. But that's what I'm talking about. Nigga, a lot has changed, brother.
No,
man, there ain't no change. You can't get these hands.
He's a man, bro.
This man told me he was gonna rape him. Eventually, some of this shit got to be worth going to jail over.
Yeah,
bro, that's what I'm saying.
He did say that. I thought that was a problem.
But that's not a problem. The problem is he ain't whooped his ass, or at least attempted to.
At least attempted. Like, go outside, my nigga. And that's the thing.
Hold up, bro. We need to set this up. We need to set that up. We need to meet up because you talking about you gonna do this to me. You gotta you gotta win.
Right. Because the fact that a nigga would say that about you on the internet and then say it again, the nigga came back on with another video and said,
nigga,
nigga, you still ain't doing
shit. And told him I'm a man. So don't let this old shit going on with my sexuality fool you. I'm a
That's a fade. That's a fade. Yeah, that's a fade. He called it.
Oh no, that's right. Yeah, that's a one.
So the explanation of Kai Cenat's stream is they streamed AE's 60 days in, right? You guys familiar with this show? Mm-mm. About the guys that go in 60 days and then they get out of jail. So people go into prison for 60 days.
Oh, scare straight.
Nah, it's 60 days in. It's called 60 days in with A&E, right? Where people, civilians go into jail and they be getting their ass whooped straight up. But he had been streaming that with his streamers. So what the stream
not,
his,
not doing
his,
that.
So it's again, crazy. The streamers is like, hey Kai, I bet you couldn't do 7 days on that show. And he's like, yeah, I can't, but I can, you know, I can make my own simulation in the situation. So they backed it. And what he did was invite anyone like of celebrity, you know, if you're a rapper or anything with a criminal background to go in on this shit. Plus, he invited some of his friends, right? So they did the simulation that way. So
bro,
it was only
it wasn't, bro, that whole explanation.
That's a horrible thing.
Yeah, bro.
No, it's still stupid, but I'm just saying that we're not a part of like this shit, that they do stupid shit. Like he got a whole like fake ass dad in this shit. Like they do like multiverse type shits like that, where
multiverse.
He invites different things.
That's the multiverse.
Crazy because
this is the multiverse.
He'd be all right.
I'm dead ass, bro. But I'm not gonna get again. We also give you like that.
And this is what I'm saying, bro. This is
we
why
old, bro.
This is
we
why
old.
But Trey,
it's
this
the
is
kids
why
version of Jackass, bro.
Hold up, Trey. This is why I've been so stagnant on what's hip hop and what's not hip hop. Because white people is looking at this shit like, is that what they doing now? No, sir. This is not what we're doing.
Yes, exactly.
I'm not mad. I think it's dope to have brothers assimilate into mainstream culture and have mainstream takes and pop culture ideas. I think that's fantastic. But those people are not from where we from. It's just different. That's all. Right.
And that's the thing that bothers me.
I can't go to real jail.
Then
you go to fake jail.
The nigga make like doing all of that and presenting it to the world as if like, this is how black, this is what niggas is on right now. You know
and
what I'm saying?
Think, and they think
and
it's
they
us.
Think that. Yeah, yeah, and they think it's us. And like, we over here, like, no, like, but we no, don't even man. Have the energy to like go and tell niggas, like, no.
People.
Like,
yeah, exactly. But see, I've been having the energy, Jason. That's why yeah. I was telling Trey, I've been having the energy. Everyone, yeah. I'd be like, nope, that's not it. That's not it. That's not it. Glasses, that's not it. That's not it. No, no. Yeah. I had this argument with Tech N9ne and the OG Mugs, the OG homie Mugs from Family last night. They were like, yeah. Drake is hip hop. No, he's not. No, he's not.
I remember when Jay-Z once upon a time said, we need a board. And nothing has ever been more true. Like, we need a board to sit like and determine like what's.
That's a great segue right now because no. Missy Elliott was inducted into the Rock Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah.
Should there be a hip hop Hall of Fame, Glasses?
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer. And I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
yeah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who would Without you have doubt. as the people to hold court? That's I alive.
As a tyrannical, as a tyrant. I literally have given up on government. I am literally a dictator. And that's just where I'm at with it, bro.
Because
every time I've been allowing people to come together and be reasonable, their desire for economics and success taints everything that they represent. So, like, I have to be a dictator. So I would say me and me only at this point. Because nobody else is going to hold it. They're going to turn it into, like, What's the worst Hall of Fame in all sports?
The worst?
The
people are gonna say basketball. They're gonna say basketball.
Baseball. Baseball don't even have Barry Bonds in there. Come on.
Baseball don't even like niggas breaking the rules.
But I'm saying, like, which Hall of Fame has like the worst players?
Yeah, basketball.
Right, basketball.
They'll turn it into the basketball Hall of Fame where it's just random guys.
Letting anybody in.
Yeah, and I'm not doing that.
So Macklemore beating motherfucking Kendrick, he'll be in.
Well, wait, hold on. You don't think it should be like, because I know you fuck with EP, who actually like brought me in, who brought me in the game. You know what I'm saying? You don't think it should be somebody like him that's like on, you know, like, oh, I'm a musician, I'm this, I'm that, to give their like kind of perspective on like.
No, but I just have him on my consulting team and consult him about these qualities. But it needs to be a dictatorship, bro.
I got you. So who else will be on your team? On the consulting.
I would have a dope personal cabinet to my dictatorship, to my Kim Jong-un dog, but like it couldn't be a government, bro, because you could buy niggas.
Right. You can buy niggas off, damn. Bro.
Yeah.
It's like y'all nigga not for sale.
Yeah.
It's like remember the sauce, man? Like the five mics, it used to mean something. Then all of a sudden it's like
fucking shout out to just fucking what's name dad? He gave himself five mics.
Benzino.
Benzino.
Name,
Benzino. You're talking about Coyle Ray.
Benzino. Coyle Ray dad gave himself five mics. I was like, fuck.
Did he do that?
He did, man.
Yeah.
Was that on Rock the Party album or what?
Yeah. Oh,
damn, you sick for that. That's a good memory.
That beat was hard. I'll say that.
No,
will we ever have a five mic rating?
The album was not five mics.
Could we trust anybody to give us a five mic rating type of... Nope. I don't think we could.
Speaking of five mic rating, I wanted to bring this up on the pod because Glasses, your famous take right now in the Twitter and internet streets is no hip hop artist has four classics.
Yeah, I don't even know that's a big deal. That was crazy. I didn't even think that was a big deal.
Wait.
I disagree so strongly.
Wait, hold on. Wait,
So what do y'all think? Do y'all think that no rapper?
No
ever.
Artist has four consensus.
He said classics. No artist. You saying no artist, period. Hip hop, R&B, any.
Four consensus classics?
And I no artist?
He says no.
Michael Jackson?
No.
Michael Jackson.
Jackson got four classics?
Mike got three.
What four though? Four consensus that everybody just hands
what
down.
You mean? Bad.
Off the wall.
Bad is not even a great album.
What do you mean? Bad has like seven number one singles on there, bro. What are we talking about?
It's not
about?
A great album. Bad is not.
It's not a great album.
Bro, he's got Man in the Mirror. Smooth.
Don't get me wrong.
Liberian Girl.
Don't get me wrong.
The B-sides.
Listen, he has some quality about? Cuts on Bad. Bad is not a great. Like, come on, bro. It's not a great album.
But number one's. What?
Yeah, that don't mean that. America has bad taste. Madonna has number ones.
Well, we ain't talking about Madonna.
We're not talking about it. We're talking about
you can't buy number ones. That's not a big deal. I'm just saying Bad is not a classic.
He wasn't buying them number ones, Joe.
I'm looking at the album. The way you feel, Another Part of Me, Man in the Mirror, Dirty Diana, Smooth.
You name Another Part of Me like that was like a cut like that.
That's it. Another Part of Me ain't a jam?
It's okay.
What? So, oh my gosh. I'm sending out a major love. This is my message to you.
That might be top 10.
Bad is a classic album?
Yes.
When did this happen?
Bro, in 1989, whenever it dropped.
No, I remember when that album came out, and it was not considered a classic album. It wasn't even considered a great album. It was just like a Michael Jackson album, and he kind of came back. He didn't have Rod Temperton pen. They shit got a little cornier and cheesier. Even the title song is a ripoff of a fucking song by another singer, the Ghostbuster song. Again, his levels to the thought. Now, I'm with you. Thriller, I'm in. Off the Wall, even though it's a disco record, post-disco being a shit, I'm still in. Bad, fuck no. Not fucking classic. I'm not doing that. I think it's a great Michael Jackson album. And it's if you're a Michael Jackson fan, well, really, he only had like a couple albums as a solo
album. That's what I said. He had those three albums. So let's get to any other artists. Amin, Jerv, Trey, do y'all have any other artists y'all want
to? Jerv gonna say his daddy. I don't have to bring anybody up because
four consensus classics.
I think Jay-Z and Kanye West both have four consensus.
What's classics. The fourth one for Jay? Because as a hardcore Jay-Z fan from day one, what's the fourth one?
Okay, so we're gonna say Blueprint, Reasonable Doubt.
Ian.
Okay. Volume 2.
No.
Volume 3.
No.
Black Album.
No,
the Volume 3.
Black Album. I'm with that for the third one. I'm in. I'm rocking
American Gangster. American Gangster.
No, it's a great album and it's one of my favorite, Jay, but not classic.
Favorite to you, favorite to Glasses, favorite to Jason. Consensus to us.
Exactly.
But if we said consensus to the majority of consensus the world, would it be classic. Consensus?
I think Bad is consensus to the majority.
I think
Bad
was a classic album. That's the first time in my life. I swear to God. I never heard that. Like growing up, people that like Michael Jackson, they slandered that album.
Nah. Dangerous was the one they slandered.
Dangerous
was the one. Listen to it.
Dangerous was the one.
I get it. It's a decent album.
It's a decent
album. Michael Jackson. Hold up. Because when I'm speaking of Michael Jackson's standard. Remember, he made Thriller and Off the Wall. So let's contact you.
Right.
Michael Jackson standards. Bad wasn't considered a great album on Michael Jackson standards. So I don't know if it would be a consensus classic Bad.
I think, wow. All right. Like, this is like saying, LeBron's second championship wasn't that great because it wasn't him beating the Warriors, but it's still a fucking great championship. Like,
I'm not disagreeing. But it's not an like all-time bad as a classic bad, season.
But
for
it
LeBron
is.
James.
It's. But okay. But like we're not talking about for that artist. We're talking about is it consensus? And I think bad is a consensus.
I'm saying LeBron James that season wouldn't be an all-time classic season for basketball players. Like Bad. So on a scale of just albums, Bad is a good album. It's a really good album. Michael Jackson is actually less because Michael Jackson had. Really did
because his standard is crazy. Exactly.
But just on a scale of music, no, it's not classic. Not so, classic. No.
So what about Kanye?
No. Hell no.
Yeah.
Hell no. For consensus classics, does he have a lot of great albums? Yes. Do we have a lot of albums that I love because Kanye is in my top five? Yes. Does he have four consensus classics? Fuck no. Lay Registration is not a classic.
Which is crazy because that's
it's not. Album. It's just a really good album.
Late Registration not a classic?
No, it's just exactly. A really good album.
So this was the debate we were having on in the comments of the video that he did, and I was like, Late Registration's got his best rapping, some of his best production, his biggest songs.
I agree.
So I don't know what other criteria that's, is one of the highest.
Time and space. Albums. Time and space opens up what a classic can be as well. Like it's not as simple as I think the music is really great. It's a classic. Time is like Scarface has better albums than The Fix.
Okay.
But The Fix is his classic album, right? Untouchable is better. Made is better. This is a Scarface fan talking.
Okay. All right. Then I got one more. Go ahead, Amin. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, man.
No, I was going to say, like, by that virtue, like, does it have to have been a classic when it came out? Or can we look back and say, whoa, actually, this shit was.
I'm down for that. Right? Reasonable Doubt was that. Reasonable Doubt, right. When it first came out, I had that shit the first week it came out. People was not fucking with the record. It wasn't like ever like disrespected. It just was like, okay, this dude Jay-Z got a dope album.
Yeah.
Blueprint came out and it made everybody go back and look at Reasonable Doubt. Hell, even in the Source magazine, bro, like, you know, Doggy Style was not a 5-mic album.
Right. Yeah.
They went back and fixed it. And so they redid it. As a collective part of the culture, can we go back and say, let's fix these albums, sure, and declare them that I'm in. But until then, we just can't have random people running around. A classic is not a great album. A classic is a transcended time and moment with music. It's completely more than just a really good album.
But this is why I say Volume 2, like, because it was that for Jay-Z and for the music of hip-hop. It was when Biggie and Tupac
I'm not even against talking about it. I remember Volume 2 impacting. But I just wouldn't refer to it as a classic. Can we have a meeting and say, hey, let's talk about it amongst the best minds in music and then say that? Yes. But Volume 2 was never a classic before today. A classic. No.
Volume 2 still sold more albums than Will Smith.
Hey.
Yeah, but then that same year, Juvenile came out and sold the same amount of albums in a classic album.
That's a classic. I mean,
400 Degrees. So is a classic.
What about
Outkast? It was a great year for hip hop.
What about Outkast?
And actually, DMX came out with two albums that year.
Two albums that year. Yep.
He sold 5 million collectively.
What about Outkast? Do they?
Have Outkast. Four? That's a good one.
Outkast probably has two.
Two. Yeah.
What are the two? What are the two?
I need to listen. I need to listen because it's just I'm this is crazy. I thought these were like common thoughts. I'm starting to realize people have it's a lot of classics. I never in my life knew it was this many classic albums. I'm sleeping. I need to really double back.
Hey, that's
Kanye got six classic albums, Jay-Z got seven classic albums. They got more classic albums than Michael Jackson got albums.
What's the two outcasts? Just give me the two outcasts.
I'm gonna listen. I can tell you consensus is what we all thought, but it's more humor than just listening.
Look, G.
Okay.
We talking about albums.
You Nas.
Canceled. Oh, Nas.
Nas ain't got four. Nas definitely does not have four.
And that's the crazy part, right? But people really feel like Nas have five classic albums.
Nah, no way. No,
I've heard people say, dude told me Godsons was close. I was like, I didn't even think Godson was a great album.
That's who told you that? Stolly? Stolly definitely for sure told you that bullshit.
But the people online, they were like, nah, I've got six classics. I'm like, okay, nah. Are we talking about classic albums or albums you like or that are really great? Because this is
I think it's more so the personal moments that people have with those albums.
Yeah, thank you. Shout out to Glasses Malone for being a guest host for us today. Shout out to Jason, Madison, Big Jerv, Trey, and reminding you guys all to go to patreon.com/countthedings and B to stay black motherfuckers. Peace out.